You dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating.
Is this your song, Sharon?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
So cue all the other Arizona listeners up to what your issue you're dealing with. Obviously, it's dog-related.
It is dog-related, and we have crushed rock in the front yard. Somebody likes to walk their dog, and it used to be hiding it behind a bush, but now they're moving towards the middle of the yard, closer to the sidewalk. I don't know what to do. This is over 2 years' worth of stuff, and I'm tired of their messes. I have pets of my own to clean up.
And you don't know who this person is. You just find the deposits left.
I'm thinking about sitting out on my bench outside by the front window, but I probably fall asleep during the night, so I wouldn't be able to shine a light on them.
Well, I will tell you one little sneaky trick if you really want to catch this person without spending a lot of money. That a closed-circuit TV surveillance would do.
Yeah.
Go to a sporting goods store. You're in Tucson. I know they have a Sportsman's Warehouse, and you can get what they call game cameras. And Arizona Game and Fish uses these a lot to monitor game in rural Arizona where there's no constant power. It's battery-powered, and when it receives motion, it takes pictures. So you could get a picture of who this perpetrator is. Hopefully you get the picture of who's on the leash, and you can at least help identify them. And I tell you what, that by itself will probably solve your problem, because when that flash goes off, they're going to know they're caught, and they're probably going to find a new route and stay away from your yard. And then if that doesn't solve it, maybe you've got a picture and you can address the person. Or if they're not willing, you can save the deposits there. Animals leaving and go put them back in their yard when you leave for your next chores or something. But that's probably the best thing you can do, other than a fence, other than finding some solution. A game camera, I think, is going to set you back in the $120 range. And we've got great listeners, and we have a lot of ways that they can communicate with us. I'm probably, if I had to guess, going to get a few suggestions from some of our other listeners via text or email on what they have done to solve the same situation. But I'd start with a game camera, put it in an area that will capture, maybe not if there's one particular spot they always do their business, maybe to the most likely area the person on the leash would be. Aim it more towards that to make sure you get it. But I'm pretty sure that the next time they're there and they get flashed by a camera, they're never coming back. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in, and let's see if we can help Ken. And press that one more time before our top of the hour news here. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You're not the one letting your dog do their business in Sharon's yard, are you?
Absolutely not. I was going to lend a little bit of – we had a neighbor that had that similar problem, and it wasn't for my dog, I can promise you. But he put a sign out there that basically – said, you know, hey, why don't you keep your dog's business to himself? I think he was a little more creative and clever than that. But he put a sign out there, and I think it actually stopped. It was enough to at least say, hey, we notice what you're doing and stop doing it.
I've got a texter that sent in a note that said the person that's doing that is called a poopetrator.
Yeah, there you go.
So don't be a poopetrator. How can we help you, Ken?
So I know we're getting to the top of the hour here. Quick question. We about 10 years ago or so, we put some concrete acrylic floors in, floated them over tile, and
yes,
filled in where some carpet was.
Did you email us this week?
No, that was not me.
Okay. There was someone else with Sautile tile that didn't overlay. Okay.
So a quick story short here is that over the years, I mean, you drop a spatula in the kitchen, or this past weekend we were moving some furniture and the little protective footer broke and the left exposed nail on the bottom of a dresser that just tore into this floor. So we've got a couple really nasty divots in the floor, and I'm wondering how to hopefully just do a quick patch. It's kind of painted to look sort of like a blue slate tile, but is there any way to patch it? And I mean,
did you have someone do it, or did you do it yourself?
No, we had a company do it that, of course, is long since gone away. But
and by any chance, did they didn't leave any leftover product for you for patchwork that might be stuck under a kitchen sink or in the garage somewhere?
Worth looking, but I don't think so.
Okay. The best thing you can do in this case, obviously, you don't want to go acquire the cost to do a whole new floor for two little patchworks here and there. But acrylic can be a difficult thing to match. The product's constantly changing, and it's always subject to the applicator, how experienced they are, their mix ratio. You could have the same applicator on two different jobs, not mix it exactly the same. How it affects how the final product can depend on what's the underlying product. Take a picture of it and either get to Cohill's Building Specialty or Marville Masonry, which is ever closer to you. They are open on Saturdays or sometime during the next week or two. Bring pictures in. If you can print it off, in addition to being on your phone, that'll help. And they'll be able to get you to the closest product that you're most likely to get a successful match. It won't be exact, but maybe it'll hide it enough that you won't have to, that you'll be the only one that knows it's there.